on my 10 ears. Let's do it, ladies. It's Jay Stewart.
This is Jay Stewart saying, welcome to What's Doing, Ladies, brought to you by the makers of Hunt Foods. Yes, sir, Hunt Foods make that swell Hunt's tomato sauce, Hunt's peaches, and 90 other fine foods. That's why it's always... That's right, hunt for the best. And today, I'm going to go hunting for some bestsellers. You read any good books lately, ladies? Well, if you have, don't tell me about them right now, because I'll bet we can find more interesting stories right here in this studio today than we'd find between the covers of books. For instance, do you know that all day long, 5 days a week, all the radio shows are written and presented just for housewives? You know, I realized I'd never stopped to find out exactly what a housewife really is, so last night I looked it up in the dictionary, and this is what Webster has to say. Housewife, one who manages with skill and economy. Well, it just sort of seemed to me that my housewife does more than manage with skill and economy. So let's find out what some of you ladies think. I'm going to jaywalk down to the studio audience and ask several housewives what their definition of a housewife is. That is, what they think a housewife should be to be a good housewife. Excuse me, I'm going to go right down here and say hello to this lady. Will you stand up and meet me, please? This is Mrs.
White.
Mrs. White, could you come out in the aisle and just jump across your husband's lap there? Mrs. White, you've been a housewife, I imagine, for quite a
long
few years.
Time, yes. Uh-huh.
How long?
Over 32 years.
Over 32 years. Now, you're from where right now?
From Los Angeles, the town.
Now, you've spent all 32 years here?
No, back in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, what would you say your definition of a housewife would be, Mrs. White?
Well, a woman's work is never done. They always say a man's work is done at the setting of the sun, but a woman's work is never done. She can always find something, especially if she has a family.
I can imagine. Did you raise a family?
Yes.
How many?
Three.
You had three.
Mm-hmm.
And your work was never done?
Well, you can keep going. You can always find something.
For instance?
Well, there's always mending.
Always mending.
Always mending. After you think you're done, you'll think, well, there's some mending. Or
you can always find something.
Always find something to do.
Uh-huh. Who causes all the work originally from the mending?
Well, I think both the boys and girls, both the same.
Yeah, of course, Dad never has anything to do with
it. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I've been a widow a long time.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, I'm awful glad to have your definition of a housewife. Let's go and find a couple of more here, if we can. Hello, here's one. Who is Mrs.?
Marie Benson.
Come here, Marie Benson. Stand right up here and say hello to me. How are you?
Fine.
Where are you from?
Oh, L.A.
From L.A. And you've been a housewife how long?
22 years.
22 years. What was your definition of a housewife?
Well, a housewife is really a jack of all trades. She's got to be a teacher, seamstress, cook, housekeeper, and entertainer, and a little bit of everything.
Well, I would say a person like that would come at a pretty high price. How's your salary every week?
Fair.
Fair?
Yeah, pretty good.
Uh-huh. Do you handle the money?
No. I get the majority of it.
How do you work that, Mrs. Benson?
Well, he comes home and hands me most of the paycheck and keeps what he needs for the week.
Married how long?
22 years.
We got him trained all right, Mrs. Benson. Let me go over on the other side of the house if I can now and get another little bit of a definition of a housewife from a housewife over here. Here's one. Hello, who are you?
I'm Roma Murphy.
Roma Murphy, you're a housewife for about how long?
36 years.
About 36 of them. Now, tell me what you think a housewife actually defined would be.
Well, a housewife has to keep things running smooth. Business and
it says here it manages with skill and economy.
Well, they have to be economical, too.
How do you mean?
Well, make pennies count. Make every penny count.
Yeah. You know how to make every penny count?
By buying Hunt's food, I suppose.
Don't suppose, you know. All right. Six cans of Hunt's tomato sauce is wonderful, and it is, believe me, a penny stretcher. It's a meal stretcher, too. It's the lowest cost meal stretcher ever. And you know what that means these days, don't you?
Surely.
You're sort of a jack of all trades yourself.
I sure am.
Your family's how big?
Just my husband and I now, but I've had two children.
Had two children.
Mm-hmm, got a grandchild.
Oh, wonderful. Proud grandma.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Well, good. By the way, I'd like you other two ladies, incidentally, to have six cans of that delicious Hunt's tomato sauce, too. You can use it to blend macaroni or noodles and an expensive cut of meat or leftover vegetables, just about anything into a delicious dish. It makes it taste better and go farther. Believe me, that's one way to be a good housewife, I'll tell you that. Audience, you've heard these three ladies now give their definitions of what they think a housewife is. I'm going to leave it up to you to tell me which definition you like the best, which explanation of what a housewife is your favorite today. So by your applause, let's go number one and number two and number three. First of all, number one was Mrs. White over on that side of the house. And number two is Mrs. Benson right over there. And number three was the last lady to whom I just talked. Oh, got to run over to the other side of Mrs. Benson and say hello to her again. Mrs. Benson, looks as though you really know what a housewife is. I didn't ask you about your family. How many did you have?
Oh, I have a daughter and a son and a granddad.
Yes, so just about the same as the other lady over there. Well, now, for being such a wonderful housewife, and I can imagine you like to eat, don't you?
Oh, do I? Look me over.
That's what I meant.
There's one question I'd like to ask you, though. What's become of hundreds of pork and beans?
What's become of them?
Uh-huh.
They're so doggone good, you just can't buy them.
Oh, marvelous. I just can't buy them anyway.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I just take some of those, couple of those cans, and put a little pump of tomato sauce on them, and
yeah.
Strips of salt pork or bacon and put them in the
What else have you done with Hunt's tomato sauce?
Oh, I have my spaghetti.
Yeah.
I have them in my gravy. A little bit of everything.
You keep talking. I love to hear you. I'm going to talk a little myself right now. Since you are the winner today, I think you'd like to have a gift.
Oh, naturally.
Well, sure. Well, you've got
Didn't expect anything.
Okay, goodbye. No, sir, here is your gift. Two pairs of Lady Pepperell luxury muslin sheets and matching pillowcases in a beautiful shade of blue. Thank you for being a grand housewife. The wonderful definition. Is the lady with her hand up?
I think they forgot one very essential thing of a housewife.
What was that?
I remember about my mother. Instead of joining women's clubs, she was always at home. She was really a housewife.
She really spent her time in the home.
When children came home from school, they found their mother there.
Mother there. Well, I think that's a very great point to make. There's a lot of them that don't these days, right? Thank you very much. Well, that's just exactly what I said a moment ago. You see what I mean about finding more interesting things in the studio than you can find in any book anywhere. Webster never described a housewife that well in any of his dictionaries. And by the way, what heroine in fiction could ever be as interesting or as brave as any American woman? As the women who belong to our What's Doing Ladies We'll Show 'Em Club, for instance. They're the women who don't like the long skirts and want to wear their skirts right where they are now. And if there are any more women listening in who feel the same way, you just send your name and address to me, Jay Stewart, Box 949, Hollywood 28, California, and you'll become a member of our We'll Show 'Em Club. Now, we'll send you a club emblem entitling you to wear your skirts right where they are. And by golly, we'll show 'em. And incidentally, those of you who haven't received your club emblem yet, don't worry, we're getting them out to you just as fast as we can. Well, right now I want to have a serious conversation with a lady who told me just before the show that she did a great deal of reading. Come up here and say hello to me.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine.
From?
Clinton, Indiana, formerly.
And now of?
Los Angeles.
Your name is?
Mary Lyons.
I'm doing a lot of asking questions here. You want to ask me anything, Miss Lyons?
No. Not right now.
Later, maybe?
Uh-huh. When there's not so many around.
What?
When there's not so many around.
Mrs. Wine. Read any good books lately?
Uh-huh.
I'll change the subject. What have you read lately, by the way?
Well, we buy all the leading magazines, like the Red Book,
mm-hmm.
and the Journal, and
you read
the Call.
You read the condensations in those, sort of, or the full books?
Read everything.
That's good. What kind
music
of books do you like the best?
Well, I like all those magazines. I like the Red Book, and I like...
Well, I mean, what kind of stories in them, though?
Oh, well, I like love stories.
You do, Why?
Well, I just like to read them.
You do,
mm-hmm.
You kind of dream.
Uh-huh.
Back in the days when you were...
When I was young.
Me too. I do it all the time, Mrs. Wright. I imagine you ought to be up on the titles of bestsellers then, popular in the past few years, if you read a lot, Mrs. Lyons. I'm going to tell you something about the stories of certain books, and you tell me to which bestseller I'm referring. You think you can do it?
Ooh, I don't know.
Well, for everyone you can name, I'll give you a bestseller in return, okay?
Ooh.
All right, now, this first bestseller is all about a lone bit of vegetation that grew in a certain cosmopolitan city in the eastern section of the United States. And no coaching, please.
Last time? Was
no. No, I wish it were. No, this is a lone piece of vegetation, just one...
A tomato?
No, this isn't that. It isn't a tomato. It grew somewhere back east. And them bums are going to be awful mad at you.
Oh,
Brooklyn? What about it? What was the title of the book?
A Tree
Grew in Brooklyn. That's right. Uh-huh. It was really a tree, was it, Mrs. Lyons?
Uh-huh.
I've always heard it was only a flat bush.
Was it?
That's what they call them, huh? All right, here's a really tough one for you now. This next bestseller is all about rural life. It's a very funny book. It's just full of jokes.
The Egg and I?
The Egg and I is right. Yes, sir. You know, I'm at work writing a book right now, Mrs. Lyons.
You are?
It's all about a teachy little dish that I'm very closely associated with. You know what I'm going to call it?
Hunt teacher.
Don't laugh when you say that, Mrs. Lyons. No, I'm going to call it the Peach and I.
Oh, the Peach and I. Yes. That as well.
You know what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Hunt teachers. Those good teachers. The
I don't have to talk today. Mrs. Benson and Mrs. Lyons doing all my commercials for me here. It's so true. Those Hunt's peaches are delicious. You know that they're really something to write about, Mrs. Lyons? They're luscious, they're plump, they're tender, and they're juicy. I'm out of adjectives already. You see, the Hunt folks select only the finest fresh orchard-grown peaches, and they see to it that they're hand-picked and speeded to nearby Hunt canneries to be packed without delay. And those fair peaches are packed in heavy sugar syrup, Mrs. Lyons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the heavy sugar syrup that brings out the finest natural fruit flavor of every peach. Oh, I just love those Hunt peaches, served plain or fancy, and so will you, Mrs. Lyons. In fact, you might say I'm writing a bestseller about a bestseller, Hunt peaches. Now, you're going to recognize that bestseller on all the grocery store shelves by its bright red cover, and it comes in several editions, too. Those peaches come in different size cans for different size families, and they sell at popular prices. So, Mrs. Lyons, for telling me the two bestsellers that I asked you, I'm going to give you two bestsellers, two cans of Hunt peaches.
Oh, thank you.
One of the slices and one of the halves, and in addition to that, the Hunt folks would like you to have a beautiful Parker pen and pencil set, Mrs. Lyons.
Yeah.
You're very welcome, and thank you for playing our bestseller game with us today. Say, speaking of bestsellers, I want to tell you ladies about a sale that's going on right now, and your dollars never bought more, believe me. If you give to the community chest, you're buying the five freedoms for the less fortunate people of your community. And you're also buying a heart full of goodwill for yourself. So give to the community chest today, won't you? By the way, speaking of giving, this week the whole nation is giving a special tribute to a very special group of people. This week is National Girl Scout Week. And in our studio today, we have five little pocket editions of the Girl Scouts, the Brownie Scouts from Troop 48 right here in Los Angeles. And today, these little girls are going to help us tell a wonderful story that people never tire of hearing. The story of a child and a dog. Because today is Dog Day on What's Doing, Ladies, and one of our little scouts will walk out of here with her very own puppy. Does that sound all right to you gals, huh? They're all nodding their head, yes. Well, look, I want to get better acquainted with you. I want each of you to tell me all about yourselves, and I'm going to meet you, first of all, one at a time.
Miss Walter.
Hi. Well, that's good. I want to hear you talk up real loud. How old are you, honey?
Eight and a half.
Are you a little nervous?
No.
Where'd you get these pigtails? Huh?
My mother made them.
She made them? How?
I don't know.
Did you ever watch her?
Yes.
Can you do it yourself?
Yes.
Well, why don't you do it?
I don't know.
Honey, you're how old now?
Eight and a half.
You're eight and a... What's so funny? Is my face that funny looking? Huh?
No.
I think you're awful pretty. You straighten up here, Mother. I want to have a little talk with you. Patricia, you're how long you've been a Brownie Scout?
I don't know.
Unless you're eight and a half. Well, you can't be a Brownie Scout till you're how old?
Seven and a half.
You have to be seven and a half. So you've probably only been a Brownie Scout for about a year then. A little over a year, maybe, huh? Unless you nod your head yet. I notice you have the pin on here. Is this your Brownie Scout pin?
Yes.
Right here. Now, what's the extra little, what is that, a clover leaf hanging down?
Your pin.
A what?
Your pin.
A year pin. What does that mean?
You've been a Brownie for a year.
It took a long time to find that out, but we did. Well, now, Patty, tell me, why would you like to have a dog?
Well, I like to have them run and play with me while I stay, and I like to play with them, and I like to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
I just love them.
You just love them, huh? Have you ever had a dog, Patty?
I had two.
You had two, but they're gone.
One got out of the backyard, and the other one was so naughty we had to give it away.
It was a naughty dog. You'd like to have a nice dog, now. Well, good, Patty. Excuse me just a minute. I want to go over here and meet little,
Penny Ann Minty.
Penny Ann? Is that your real name, Penny?
My real name's Penelope.
Penelope. You like Penelope?
Yes.
You do? Who gave that to you?
My mother.
Why?
I don't know, because it was just different names from anybody else.
Yes, it is. It is. You call yourself Penny all the time, huh?
Uh-huh.
And I see you have the same kind of a Girl Scout, Brownie Scout pin that she has. That means you've been over a year, too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You have fun in the Brownie Scouts?
Yes, sir.
Tell me some of the things that you do.
Well, we help others, and we work, and we make things, we color.
Mm-hmm. How often do you have a meeting, Penny?
Well, we have one every Tuesday.
One meeting every Tuesday. In the evening?
No, it's right after school.
Right after school. Well, who takes charge of the meeting, Penny?
Mrs. Becker.
Now, she's your, what do you call her, scout mistress or leader or what?
I just call her Miss Becker.
Well, that's Well, I understand Miss Becker is a very nice person that came up and talked to us and brought these lovely little gals over here today. I understand that one thing that they could use besides having a lot more little gals come into the Brownie Scouts and into the Girl Scouts are scout leaders like Miss Becker who helps take care of all you gals. Is she a pretty nice gal?
Yes.
She's good to you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
She's not too tough?
No.
Oh, that's good. Well, now tell me why you like to have a dog, Penny. That's the main reason you're here.
Well, just because I love him.
And you really love him. Have you ever had one?
Yes, I have one now.
You do?
Yes, pretty big.
Yes. How big?
I don't know how big.
Well, now, how about how tall is he when he stands up?
Tall.
About this tall, huh? That's about a foot off. Well, the hand's coming up a little bit now. It's about a foot off the ground, isn't it, Penny? Penny, have you got a place to keep another dog if you had another one?
Yes.
You have, and you take good care of him.
Uh-huh.
Good, Penny. Excuse me, hello. Uh-huh. Who are you?
Carol Barger.
Carol Barger, where's your home, Carol?
Burbank.
Yeah, Burbank. Can you talk a little louder?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, good. You, all you gals are from Burbank, right?
Mm-hmm.
From what school?
Bret Hart.
From Bret Hart School. You all belong to the same troop. Mm-hmm. 248. How long have you been a Brownie Scout?
A little over a year.
Just a little over a year now. When did you become a Girl Scout then, Carol?
When you're about 10.
When you're about 10 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Then is the Girl Scouts actually much different than the Brownie Scouts? You think you have more fun when you're a Girl Scout?
A little bit.
Why?
Oh, when they go out camping, they get to stay overnight and everything.
Yeah. Have you been out camping at all?
Yes, we go out for just a little while in the day.
Mm-hmm. Do you cook when you go out there?
No.
You don't?
Once in a while.
What do you cook?
Sometimes we eat.
Yeah. What if you don't cook?
Well, then we bring our lunch.
Oh, you still eat no matter what happens. Well, Carol, tell me why you'd like to have a dog.
Because I've never had one and I love him.
You do? Tell me what you do for it. How'd you take care of it?
I feed it.
So that's nice.
I take care of it.
Yeah.
Take it out for a walk.
Yeah. How often would it have to have a bath?
Every day.
Every day? You give it a bath every day? Well, I think you'd find out that might be a little bit hard on the dog to give it a bath every day. Besides, who would give it a bath when it needed a bath?
I would.
Who would feed it?
I would.
Who would take it out for a walk?
I would.
What if it scratched on the door by 12 o'clock at night and you were sound asleep and wanted to go out for a walk? Who would take it out?
I don't know.
Well, honey, I know you would love to have one if you've never had one before. Let's go over here to the other one here. Here's a little...
Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Fine.
You're how old, honey?
Nine.
You're nine. You've been a little Brownie Scout for about how long then? Over a year yet?
Oh, yes, I've been. This is my third year.
Oh, this is your third year. Well, you'll pretty soon be a Girl Scout then, won't you?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me some of the things you do at your meetings, Donna.
Well, we pay dues and we...
You pay dues? Mm-hmm. Well, that's very important. How much are the dues?
5 cents.
They're 5 cents. Every week?
Uh-huh.
Where do you get the nickel?
From my mama.
You do. It's nice of Mama to give you the nickel. Well, you have a lot of fun, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Have a lot of friends in the Girl Scouts?
Mm-hmm.
The Brownies? Good. Tell me why you like to have a dog now, Donna.
Well, my dog, she's real old, and he might die pretty soon.
And then if you lost him, he'd like to have another one to take his place, huh?
Uh-huh.
You've got a nice place to keep him out there in Burbank, have you?
Yeah.
And you'd be a good mother to the dog, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you would, Donna. Well, now, here over here is our next little Brownie Scout, and your name is...
Real Funny.
How are you, Freckles? You got a little... Huh?
Not so fine.
What's the matter with you?
Well, I don't like to be called Freckles.
do you like to be called?
Gail, my regular name.
Okay, Gail, that's what I'll call you then. What do you want to call me?
I don't know your name.
I'm glad you didn't say anything else then. My name is Jay. So.
Okay, Jay.
Okay, Gail, now we're starting off even, huh? What grade are you in, honey?
Fourth grade.
Fourth? How do you like school?
Well, I love it.
Hmm?
I love it.
You really do? Why?
Well, because I like to work and it gives me something to do.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing? What do you do? People agree with you out there. What do you do in the summertime?
Well, sometimes, I go out camping. We have trips.
Mm-hmm.
We play.
Now, when you go to school then, you can't go camping, can you?
Mm-mm.
Now, which would you rather do, go to school or go camping?
Go to school.
There's an honest little girl. By golly, she likes to work. Well, now, honey, we want to find out. You're up here to see about a dog. Tell me why you'd like to have one, Gail.
Well, they're lovable, and I like to play with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're cute.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like to feed it.
Yeah?
That is, sometimes.
You mean sometimes you don't like to feed it?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Well, sometimes I might go to the shelter, my mother asks me to feed him, and I don't want to.
So then Mama might take over for you,
mm-hmm.
huh? And you'd take good care of a dog, wouldn't you, Gail?
Yes.
You have a yard to place in?
Yes.
Good. Well, there you have them, ladies and gentlemen. Five of the cutest brownie scouts I ever saw in my life. Now, this is going to be a tough decision for you. You're going to have to decide which one is going to win the puppy. They all deserve a puppy. And once again, may I repeat that the many times people living in the Los Angeles area have little puppies that they like to see these little kids get who don't get the puppy on the show. And believe me, I want to thank all those who have written in and called in offering their puppies in the Los Angeles area to give to these children. We want to say any more, we're always welcome to get together with you and get you together with the ones who don't win the puppy on the show, so they do wind up with a puppy after all. But now, by your applause, audience, we're going to go down 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and you select the one who will win the puppy today. First of all, number one, Patricia Walters. Number two is Penny Ann Lindsay. And number three is Carol Barger. And number four is Donna Hawes. And number five is Gail. Well, I won't call you Freckles anymore. All right?
Okay.
All right. What are you going to call me?
Jay.
Oh, she remembers. Good. You are our winner, honey. Congratulations to you. The puppy is all yours. We have all sorts of things for other little scouts, too, though. First of all, from three good friends of ours, the Pep Boys, Manny Moe and Jack, here's a shiny pair of ball-bearing roller skates for each of you. And a whole box of the new delicious Kilroy candy bars, 24 Kilroy candy bars, and a carton containing 140 individual pieces of bubble gum for each of you. Well, now, honey, what are you going to call your dog? You know yet?
Well, I don't know.
Well, whistle for it, maybe. We'll see if it'll come out now. Whistle. All right, come on out, doggy. I think you heard that, didn't you? Here comes a little cocker spaniel, the cutest little six-week-old puppy you had. He's all yours, honey.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And look, so the doggy will have a little place to stay in your own home. Here's a custom-built dog bed by Marie Medley from Dog Beds of Hollywood for you, sweetie. Now, I know you're going to take good care of your dog. Congratulations to you. It's a happy day for you, isn't it? See him wagging his tail already?
Uh-huh.
Take good care of him, sweetie. You'll have an awful lot of fun with him. He's a very lucky dog to get a little Girl Scout for a mistress because the Girl Scouts are taught to be very reliable young ladies, the kind of trustworthy small citizens who grow into the kind of big citizens that we all like. Well, right now it's time to say so long until tomorrow. We're going to be at Hollywood and Vine, or Sunset and Vine, I should say, tomorrow with Studio B. This program has been brought to you through the courtesy of Hunt Foods. This is Jay Stewart saying bye-bye till tomorrow.
NBC, the American Broadcasting Company.